As we just heard, Moore sees her task force as a model for the rest of the country. But there is a big obstacle to setting up a similar nationwide program, and that's that public opinion is firmly against federal reparations for the descendants of slaves. 2/3 of Americans oppose reparations overall, and that share is even higher among white people. NPR's Jennifer Ludden looked at why.
When he first started polling on reparations 3 years ago, Titish Niteta at the University of Massachusetts Amherst expected money to be the big issue, or how to make it all work. But that's not what he found.
A plurality of Americans believe that the problem with reparations, the reason why they oppose reparations, is because they don't believe the descendants of slaves deserve reparations. So this is not a question of logistics or economics. It's a question of deservedness.
Niteta plans more research to get at exactly why people think that. But on a recent sunny day, it was easy to find opinions on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
You can't take what we know now and try to superimpose yourself onto 150 years ago.
Jeff Bernauer of Huntsville, Alabama, says of course slavery was wrong, and he calls racism a sin. But reparations now makes no sense.
The generation that would be paying for it have nothing to do with what was done in the past, and then you're paying people that have nothing to do with it in the past.
We're all immigrants at some point, whether it was voluntary or forced. There's a lot of people who came a lot of different ways.
Terry Kuhn was visiting from upstate New York.
And nobody needs a handout anymore. Everybody, you know, pulls themselves up by their own bootstraps and works for a living and makes their way in this world.
That idea that hard work pays off is a core narrative of the U.S., says Yale social psychologist Michael Krauss. He surveyed people on the racial wealth gap and thinks his findings help explain the opposition to reparations.
A majority of our sample tends to think that we've made steady progress towards greater equality in wealth between families, so between Black and white families.
And they think for every $100 white families have, Black families have about $90.
That is totally inconsistent with reality.
The actual racial wealth gap is far bigger. Given that, and all the recent focus on racial justice around the country, Krauss calls this disconnect a kind of collective willful ignorance. He thinks many white people are not just unaware, but somehow avoiding information on how Black people still face discrimination in the labor market, housing, and banking.
In fact, the racial wealth gap just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Realizing that is what made Dorothy Brown a convert on reparations. She's a Georgetown law professor who wrote a book about how even the U.S. tax system favors white families at the expense of Black ones. She thinks reparations should be about systemic changes, not just cash. Her forthcoming book will make the case, and Brown thinks many Americans are persuadable.
Part of it is an education. It's a walk through history. It's a recognition that, okay, you may not have had anything to do with slavery, but your grandfather, your white grandfather, got an FHA-insured loan. My grandfather couldn't because he was Black.
What's not clear is whether local reparations might help or hurt the push for a national policy. But Titish Niteta at UMass Amherst thinks some cities are being mindful of this opposition to atoning for slavery, like Evanston, Illinois, which is providing housing assistance for people who faced discrimination.
Well, it's not about slavery. It's about the ways in which individuals who still are alive today were treated during a period of Jim Crow and institutionalized racism. So those people still exist.
Maybe a national model will emerge, he says. And more young adults, along with most Black Americans, do support reparations. Then again, the Pew Research Center finds even supporters think reparations are unlikely in their lifetime. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.